Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, March 26th. Highway 10 is closed in both directions between Holland Center and Berkeley following a collision. OPP haven't released much information, but say their officers are on scene. Erin Eldersley's changing its emergency fire dispatch provider from Owen Sound to St. Catharines. It's the second local community to make the switch after Saugeen Shores. A report from Erin Eldersley Fire Chief Steve Tiernan says last year, Bruce County Fire Chief started discussions about having a singular dispatch service for Bruce County Fire Departments. Five of Bruce County's eight fire services have expiring contracts this year. The Municipal Innovation Council will end after this month. It aimed to come up with better ways to deliver services and was made up of a number of Bruce County municipalities. Municipal Innovation Council Chair Cara Van Mile says a number of projects were undertaken, including municipal vehicle electrification, a food cycler compost program aimed at reducing household waste, and others.
After 5 years, the time was sort of right, and the decision came at a time where as a group we could really acknowledge that we fostered a lasting culture of innovation within our existing organizations.
Meaford's appointing a new interim chief administrative officer. Sean Everett will be taking on the role next month. He will join Meaford's staff after spending more than 30 years with the town of the Blue Mountains, most recently as its CAO. On the federal campaign trail, two major party leaders trading verbal jabs. Liberal leader Mark Carney yesterday called out Pierre Poilievre for not getting security clearance, calling it irresponsible as he can't be briefed about foreign interference in Canada's elections, while the Conservative leader Poilievre went after Carney's past business experience, saying the Prime Minister's former employer had financial dealings with China, which posed a security risk. The federal government is freezing the rebate you can get for buying an electric Tesla vehicle. Transport Minister Chrystia Freeland says the freeze will stay in place as long as American tariffs are imposed against Canada. Tesla's CEO is U.S. presidential advisor Elon Musk. And there will be no severance payments for frontline workers at the Bay. The American-owned historic Canadian retailer has declared bankruptcy. Most of its stores are closing, and more than 9,000 employees will lose their jobs. However, executives will be looked after. Court documents show the Bay will pay out about $3 million in bonuses. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a flat open this morning. Futures little changed in pre-market trading. After advances yesterday, slight gains for the Dow and S&P 500. The Dow was up 4 points to 42,587. The tech stock benchmark, NASDAQ, closed a half percentage point higher, while the TSX was up 35 points to 25,339. Bitcoin little change this morning, trading at around 88,100 US. The price of oil is 1% higher to just under 70 per barrel, while gold's trading a quarter point up at 3,030 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.15 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead with the morning sports brought to you by Remax. Winnipeg clinched a playoff spot, defeating Washington in overtime. Ovechkin scored. He's six away from breaking Gretzky's record. The Maple Leafs crushed the Flyers 7-2. William Nylander is just the second player to get to 40 goals this season. Dreisaitl's the other. Tampa stayed 2 points back. They walked over Pittsburgh 6-1. Kucherov got to 100 points. Buffalo beat Ottawa. Montreal lost to St. Louis. Blues have won seven straight. Calgary kept pace with them in the West with a win against Seattle. Colorado took down Detroit. In the PWHL, New York beat Ottawa. Tonight, Toronto's in Boston and Montreal visits Minnesota. New England Patriots are signing Stephon Diggs and Russell Wilson is joining the Giants. Atlanta won the first ever TGL title. That's the Indoor Golf League. And the Blue Jays opener is tomorrow. They're giving away toques. It would be nice to have one of those today. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Hanover Barons lost 4-1 to the Fergus Whalers in Game 3 of the PJHL Polk Division Final last night. Hanover still leads the series 2-1. And the OHL Draft Lottery set to go this evening. The four non-playoff teams, Guelph, Sarnia, Ottawa, and Peterborough, all have a shot at the top pick in next month's priority selection. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack opened their Western Conference quarterfinal on the road against the London Knights. You can hear Game 1 live on Key of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather's coming up next. Flurries this morning ending near noon, then clearing up to mainly sunny sky. A high of minus 1 today. Tonight clear and a low of minus 6. And tomorrow a sun and cloud mix with a slight chance of some showers or flurries in the afternoon. A high of 7.